following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Yeah, hey, how's it going? It is episode, 188 this time out. Thank you for being a part of the program here. I am I'm having some trouble with my headphones, as one does, you see. I've had these headphones for a long, long, long time, and it's time to replace them. But they sound so damn good. I enjoy them. They're a good set of cans. They're uglier than homemade sen, and they're completely overweight. They're heavy, and you know, when I first got into these years ago, this is like the fourth pair I think I've had, third or fourth pair. They're basically indestructible, and B, when you first get them, you feel like you're developing neck muscles because they're heavy, they're sizable. These are a Koss headphones, by the way, the pukey green Koss 4AA's, I think is what it is, and they've been a broadcasting standard for a long, long time. And it's funny when people will see them, they encounter them. They've seen them a thousand times in photographs and on the video of the live feed from the studio when I'm on the air at Radio Memphis. Radio-Memphis.com. Hey, how's that? And when they actually come down and they meet me, or they see the headphones, and they're always mystified by, how much more tape do you have on them? The ear cushion part. It's my only downside with these cans, is that they dry out. They're made out of a type of vinyl or plastic that when they dry out, they get brittle, and holes get punched into them. And this particular pair had encountered some sort of a burnt device, a burning device, some sort of device that caused them to have a little hole in them, and they were real hard, so I wound up sticking a piece of tape over it, and that's what started the, now, I don't know, there's probably a good 10 feet of tape on these things, but they sound good. Well, and my problem with them, too, and I need to replace them, because they're beginning to short out inside the earpiece themselves, whatever it is that you call it, the magnets, the little speakers that are in there. But by God, they just sound so damn good, and I need to get a new pair. And they're not that expensive, so it's not that. It's just, you know, it's a $100 pair of headphones, and they last a while. And I've learned over the years, in headphones, you sometimes get what you pay for. However, Sony has a habit of making a pair of headphones that sound great, but they wear out. You know, they're not designed for everyday use as I use them. I mean, these have metal on them. You know, that's why it probably contributes to their weight. But how the hell did I just sit here and rattle off 3 minutes about these damn headphones? Somebody owes me money, goddammit. But it's, I guess this sort of leads into what I was going to get into today, because, you know, I do have the I guess it's an enviable position to make commentary about things, groups, companies, organizations, individuals, should it be necessary. And I also find myself in a position of being called the judgmental bastard, which is fine. I don't have a problem with this. I am not here to be your friend, you see. I am here to perhaps inform you, or to allow you to form your own conclusions based on the things that I say. I'm not over here to win over friends. That's certainly not the case. People who do know me outside of what I do for a living know me very well. And they understand exactly where I stand on certain things, because I make no bones about it. You know, I have my opinions, as does everybody. Everybody in the world has their own opinion. There's what, 7 billion of us out there on this planet, a little over 7 billion. And when you look at something, if all 7 billion people look at one particular thing, you're going to have 7 billion different opinions. And it's probably a generalization, but, you know, because there's going to be some that will agree and there might be some that will disagree, but their reasonings may be very different, and things hit people differently. That's why art is such a, I think, an important thing. When a painter puts together a portrait or a painting or a picture of some sort, the idea that the whatever the subject matter is often left to the person viewing the piece of art. An art is very subjective too. Very, very subjective. You either like that artist or you do not like that artist. There's not much of a middle ground. It's not too often you'll say, "Eh, Da Vinci, eh, he's all right, I guess." you don't get a lot of that. Monet, eh, whatever. You know, take it or leave it. Some people really have their proclivities too. It's like, you know, oh, that's a Salvador Dali. Ooh, I can't stand that guy. But that's just it. It's the same thing with everything else, including this program that you're listening to right now. I don't know if you would call it art. Perhaps it is, I guess, and it's an extreme form. And there's a certain artism. I suffer from artism. Oh, I'm going to get a letter from somebody about that. The artistic expression that is therefore set forth in this may not be to everyone's liking. That's not the point. The point is that if you can take something away from this, then I've succeeded. That's why there's a lot of shitty shows out there. That's why there's a dearth of people who have no concept of how to do these things that are out there, and they're making it difficult for everybody else. You know, sure, give it a shot. Try it all you want to. But for God's sake, get the hell out of the way.
You're being harsh now, bro.
Yeah, I am. That's just how that works. But there again, I can sit here and I can tell you what I like about a certain company or what I do not like about it. And I've done it. And I don't have a problem naming names by any means, by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, it'd be different if they were like advertising on your show.
Well, here's the beauty of this. If I really don't like a particular company and they want to advertise on this program, I do have the right to not take their money, you know? Somebody might say, well, it's just a bad business. You should always take the money then. Well, then it goes against my principles. Because you have to, everybody has their principles. There again, everybody has their price, you see. Let's play this little game for a moment. Let's just think about this. Let's just assume that you don't like McDonald's, fast food restaurant. For whatever reason, you don't like the taste, you don't like what it's made of, you don't like the cost of it, you just don't like it, and you want nothing to do with it. It's more than just not liking something; it's almost hatred. I say this because I'm that person, you see, but yet there's a pile of money laying on the table for you to say out of your mouth.
Well, it's the best cheeseburger I've ever eaten.
Would you? Would you lie to your audience in that aspect? That's an endorsement. That's the funny waters of how broadcasting endorsements work. It's a little peek into the industry this way, because as I just mentioned, I'm not a fan of McDonald's. I'm not, but I don't know. That it depends on the pile of money they would lay in front of me, and it would be sort of a running gag, I suppose. But I would probably turn it down because of that. I'm not going to lie to the people that consume whatever show that I'm on. Now, it's completely different if they say, "Hey, listen, we want to run a pre-recorded McDonald's ad in your program. We're going to buy your commercial time, and we're going to have a produced commercial from our ad agency. We'll send it over to you, and you can run that. Do it all damn day long. I don't have a problem with that. It's what comes out of my face. It's what comes out of my head that line of thinking goes. So, yeah. And in the course of this, you could put yourself in this position to hypothetically imagine yourself, you know, How is it that I can be this kind of judgmental yet turn my head when things like this happen? That's just kind of how this works. If it comes from me, it's going to be pretty genuine stuff. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. That's just kind of how that is. You know, you don't ever lie to the audience. When I was working for terrestrial FM stations, and AM stations. Lying to the audience is what you do. That's the day to day business. That's how that operates. And it wasn't a lie to generate a bit of humor, because it's different. You're tricking your audience in that way, and some of that's actually acceptable, because no one lives or dies as a result of it. But when they send you copy for a paid ad, and that's, you know, and it's like, you need to buy such and such dog food because your dog will really like it. But let's say I've done my research on this particular brand of dog food and find that it actually kills my dog instead of making him fat and happy. I'm going to have a problem. Oh my God, we've had discussions about these sorts of things about, no, I'm not going to do this. They go, well, this is money. You're turning down money. Yeah, but my principles have no monetary value to them. And that's just it.
Ah, bro, you would sleep with Oprah Winfrey for $1 million.
Nope. Not my type. I get the feeling that she wouldn't shut up the entire time. It's just the way that's what I think. You know, everybody has that price, right? Is that how that is? So sitting here in a position where I can go, hey, listen, I really like the work that we're doing here. Let's keep the integrity up, if we would, please. That would be the thing. That's what makes shows like this really work, I think. Because there's an integrity factor. I can say things that you may not agree with, or you might disagree, or might agree with me, either way. But yet, I'm in a position of authority now. It's not by design. It just happens to be that way. You're sitting there listening to this, and whatever it is that you're doing at the moment, whether you're, you know, on your way to your gig, or driving down the road, or in a subway, or walking out for a walk with a dog, or working in the kitchen, whatever it is that you do while you're consuming this, I have been placed, by virtue of the way this operates, into a position of authority. Advertisers know this. So they'll take advantage of that, and they'll say, okay, Rick, you've got a fine number of people that are listening to your show. We're going to pay you money to talk about this particular product. And if I'm in a position where I go, no, I disagree with this because I don't like that particular product, I can do that. It'd make things difficult. But fortunately, a lot of these advertisers understand this. And this is where I get to get off the hook. Because if I go, hey, you know, because they come and they offer it to you. Hey, we want you to do this. How do you feel about that? I'm sorry. Not my thing. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say, no, I think your product stinks. I would probably say something along the lines of, you know, hey, we're kind of booked, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the bottom line, though. If they come at me with a spot that I didn't voice, a commercial I didn't put together, then I'd be inclined to air it. So, yeah, there's my price point. I've drawn the line in the sand, and there I've crossed it. And that's what we do. But see, it's not just people like me that are in this business that do this. It's everybody. Everybody has those lines that they draw in the sand, and that sometimes they cross on their own, and sometimes they just flatly refuse to do it. And this puts us in a position where we are now automatically making these decisions based on our own points of view. This is the part of being judgmental. What separates you and I is I actually talk about these things. And a lot of people will do it themselves, and they'll talk amongst their friends, but they're not going to just blindly talk to a blind audience about how McDonald's sucks and it'll kill you. One of the funniest things I have seen on the web is a picture of Pennywise from the film It, sitting there talking about how scary he is. And next to that is a picture in juxtaposition of Ronald McDonald. This is, bitch, I've killed more children. Pretty heavy, pretty deep stuff. And it's, you know, whether it's true or not, I guess that's left to the statisticians. And McDonald's, to be fair, is a business. And their business is to sell whatever it is that they're selling. I, as a consumer, vote with my wallet. If I choose not to go there, that's strictly up to me. No one's holding a gun to my head to do it. If you want to go there, go. I'm not telling you, oh, don't ever go there, it'll kill you. If you like their Big Macs, then go get them. Buy them by the pound. Whatever you want to do. However, from my position, being that I am in this weird sort of position of authority, as I'd mentioned, I have the ability to be judgmental and get away with it. Because they'd say, oh, Ricky, don't be so judgmental. You're being overly critical. That's what you do. Am I not right there? Isn't that the way our society, as human beings, operate? There are critics in this world. There are judges in this world. There are people who make decisions based on their own education of a particular topic or situation or whatever the case may be. My critical thinking for a lot of the things that I've talked about is usually laced with a lot of sarcasm. And that's what makes it, I think, more palatable for a lot of people. Sounds like I'm doing an interview to myself, but that's kind of what that is. And that's as a position of being in this authority and speaking on such matters. I may be wrong, which is no big deal. If I'm wrong about something, somebody will correct me. That's fine. I'm a human being. If I were right all the damn time, then I would be as godlike as Rush Limbaugh. Because isn't he the one that says that he's right all the time? I mean, well, he's right for sure. He's politically right. But is he correct all the time? No. God, no. Nobody is. No, George Carlin wasn't right all the time. Although we love all of his stuff. But he wasn't always correct. Was he a critic? Absolutely. And he delivered his criticisms on society in a very succinct and very amusing way. Could I ever be that good? Probably if I tried. Is that the direction I want to go? Not necessarily. I like to speak from myself, from my perspective. And I think that's how it works. So somebody will say, hey, Rick, what do you think about blah, blah? And I'll say, well, I haven't seen blah, blah, but from what I understand, blah, blah is kind of cool. Or not my thing. I think it blows. Somebody was asking me about a particular piece of music. How would you describe this particular artist? And I said, shit. Turns out the guy liked the artist, and it's. But I don't care. You asked my opinion. I gave it to you. You don't. My job is not to like everything that everybody else likes. If everybody liked the same things as everybody else did, then the world would be. Well, we'd be pretty boring. And there would only be one flavor of ice cream in the store. Well, nobody likes vanilla. I think that was it Baskin-Robbins that did that? They pulled vanilla off the shelves because nobody ate it? Hey, man, I kind of dig vanilla ice cream. That's just me. But that's just how I am. I take a bowl of vanilla ice cream and I'll put chocolate syrup on it because I like it like that. Somebody else would be going, oh, man, what the hell's wrong with you, man? Making a big mess in your ice cream bowl. Well, fuck you. You're not the one eating it. I am. That's it. That's the difference. That's what makes this world go round. So yes, I'm encouraging you to be judgmental. I think you have that pass. Judge not lest ye be judged. Well, there's certain validity to that. You don't make blanket judgments about certain things because that can be it could be dangerous, because thereby you say, well, I don't like this because of that, whatever the case may be. But if you just say, I just don't like this, you got to have a reason. There's a reason why you don't like something. I don't know. I just don't like it. I hear that a lot too. Hey, why don't we go to this place to eat? I don't want to go. Why not? I don't like it. Have you ever eaten there? No. Why don't you like it? I don't know. That happens. And then you look like an idiot. Because if I say, hey, let's go to this place and go have a bite to eat, and go, no, I don't like it. Well, why don't you like it? Well, the last time I was there, I got food poisoning. Or they undercooked their food. Or I had a cold bowl of soup. Whatever the it's expensive. Whatever the case may be, you see. Then you become the jury. You have laid out your evidence, and you become your own executioner by saying, I'm not gonna do this, or I am going to do this. We make our decisions based in those ideas. Being educated usually helps, and educating yourself about a particular topic is, you know, the thing to do. And once again, Am I right all the time? No. Am I right a bunch of the times? Yeah. You know why? Because I look at all of the angles. I look at all the angles of a story. All of the angles of a situation. And from that allows me to, with comfort, to take advantage of the position of authority that I'm now placed in as one that is speaking to you on these matters. That I can feel with confidence, I can say, hey, listen, check this out. Such and such happened. Here's why. And here it is from my point of view. Whether you agree with it or not is not really of any concern. This is information that you can do with. So, well, I heard that, you know, Rick said this, and I don't agree with it because he missed something. And then I'll hear about it. Radioland at PirateRadioStudios.com. Or, hey, yeah, I heard about it, and I checked it out, and Rick was right. Because, yes, verify me. That's what you've got to do. You got to verify everything that you hear. Question everything. If you don't question everything, you're going to get into some trouble.
Well, that's just being judgmental. You can't question everything.
Okay, that's something else, too, that I've had issues with, is when people, Christians, overly get involved in certain matters, and they say, well, you know, you got to live your life more like Jesus. And, well, you know what Jesus said? He said, question everything. Yes, he sure as hell did. And why did he say that? Because he didn't want you going around the world being dumb. He didn't want you going around blindly following people because you're being dumb. Live your own life and make your own decisions based on what you question. Question authority. By all means, do so. Hell, right now, with Donald Trump in the White House, I question everything that man says and does. Personally, I think the guy's a piece of shit. And I know some of you would disagree with me. But that's it. So what? What has happened?
Nothing. Well, I don't like you because you don't like the president.
Yeah, that's correct. If you want to not like me, because there's people I know that voted for the guy. I haven't severed my contacts with them. I just know not to bring that up in conversation, because if I do, something bad's gonna happen. It's not gonna be good. You have to just go with the flow, and you have to accept the differences that people have. I'm not being preachy. I don't mean to, and please don't misunderstand me here. I'm not wanting to, you know,
well, this is how I think you should live your life, and if you don't, you're a piece of doo-doo.
It's not like that. I just prefer it, and I think you do too. We all prefer to have the abilities to make up our own decisions by absorbing what other points of view might be. A perspective. That's it. That's a change in perspective. It means a big difference. And plus, you have to be careful with that too, because a change in perspective can also mean something doesn't look the way you think it does. You see this in social media a lot.
Look how big this dog is.
When it's shot completely out of perspective, forced perspective, making the dog look big because he's closer to the camera than his owner, who's about 5 feet behind him. Ah. So now you're being misled. And such as it is. So be careful with that, right? You know? That's all I'm saying. You know. I don't know what else to say. I really don't. This is started with a discussion of headphones, and then it's devolved into being judgmental. Hey, look, it being judgmental could save your ass. It really could. You could really save yourself from a lot of trouble. And trust me, because you work for a company that you think you can trust, does it mean you should either A, trust the company, or B, work for them? Been there, done that. If it's one thing being self-employed has taught me over the years, is that there's a lot of snakes that out there, and they're everywhere, especially in this business. They're all over the place, and they all want to get their hands in it. They all want to do shit. They want to micromanage you to death because they think that they have all the answers when they don't. Just want to do some. We're going to do something new. No, we're not. It works the way it is. Well, we got to do something new. If we don't do something new, then we won't be doing anything new. What the hell kind of remark is that? And that's what happens. So you have to be careful because people, if you get swayed by their points of view too much, then you wind up thinking like them. And now, well, then everybody's on the, then we're back to the whole thing about only having one flavor of ice cream. It's not good.
Well, I'm vanilla, bro.
So, such as it is, right?
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
And once again, I sit here and I wonder. I wonder, what is it that I'm actually doing? What is it that I'm trying to accomplish here? I sit here in my studio, whichever one it is, day in, day out, night and day sometimes until the sun comes up. And I sit here and I wonder, what is it that I'm really trying to accomplish here?
If you don't have a clue of how to accomplish it, then you should go away.
No. What I mean by what I'm trying to accomplish here is it worthy? Is it acceptable? These are questions that we all deal with on a day-to-day basis, and that gives us a sense of value. At least it should. And, you know, with me, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and just, you know, talk just to hear myself talk. Well, that's just crazy talk.
Previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Hey kids, let's get into some music, shall we? I've just been turned on to a pretty groovy sound, a new groovy band here in Memphis, as we do. There's a certain thing you have to understand about Memphis, you know, and the city has a big footprint. It's big, you know, there's a lot of people here. It's a big thing. It takes time to drive across it. You know, it's a good 40 minutes to drive across this town, depending on traffic, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. And you can now, and I've done this long enough now, that I can hear a band, I can hear a sound, and I can kind of tell you what part of town they're from. It's really kind of cool. It's really neat. And here in Midtown, in where I live, in the Cooper Young Entertainment District, there's a lot of musicians, a lot of bands down here, and a lot of garage bands. And that's what we're going to get into. Garage bands have a very, very unique sound about them. And they're all friends with each other, and they all work together, and they sometimes swap members, and they're all members of different bands, and all have a good time with it. And it's a very unique and artistic expression of how this music is played, and how it's written, and the sounds that they come up with. I'm going to turn you on to a band that I have just been recently turned on to, even though they've been around for a little bit. Fresh Flesh is the name of the act. I know a couple of these cats that play in the bands, and they're great. They're great musicians, and the record that we have, how I got turned on to them is a friend of mine by the name of J.D. Rieger. I think we've played him on the show. If not, we will be soon. He put into my hand a compilation record of a lot of these artists. If you're interested, look for the album Makeshift 6. It's a two-record set, and all the proceeds go to benefit the Church Health Center, which provides medical care for musicians and artists and stuff like that, which is really cool. But it's called Makeshift 6. Actually, all of the Makeshift collections are tremendous. They put it out every year. And they're all compilation records, and you get a sample of everything. And to hear, most of this record has a lot of the garage band Midtown sound to it. So I'm going to lay some onto you, right? Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I can't get enough of this tune. It's really cool. It's the band is called Fresh Flesh, and the song is called Dead Set. And here it is from Radioland. We'll be right back. Fresh Flesh is the name of the act. Dead Set, the name of the song. It's available on Makeshift 6, and I'm sure there are other releases as well. Go find them. I know that they have a they are found at Bandcamp. So freshflesh.bandcamp.com. You can find them there, and go get their music and add it to your collection. I think you'll the more you listen to it, the more you realize, hey, this is some really cool stuff. This is like really awesome stuff. They play a bit here in town. They play over the High Tone quite a bit. They're all over the place. They're a cool outfit. So dig them, man. Fresh Flesh here from Radioland. So there it is. You've heard what's coming up next time. I'm gonna go sit down for a minute.
Aren't you sitting?
Yeah. But I'm gonna go get away from this for a minute. I need to contemplate perhaps purchasing some new headphones. I guess, I don't know. You want to get some headphones, go get you a pair. See, notice how I did all this discussion about the headphones earlier without actually... I did mention the name of them, but I didn't say, go buy them. You know why? You know why I didn't say that? Because they weren't paying me. Oh, you sneaky bastard, you. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, I'm done. I'm out of here. I got to go. I got places to go, things to do, people to see. Somebody has got to be pissed off somewhere, and I've got to be the one that makes that happen. So there you go, kids. Until next time. Y'all take care of yourselves and take care of one another, will you? And for the love of God, quit shooting each other. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.